This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Thursday, February 23rd. God's word for you today is create connections. Our scripture reading is taken from Luke 9, verse 19 and 20. And it says, one day, Jesus left the crowds to pray alone. Only his disciples were with him. And he asked them, who do people say I am? Then he asked them, but who do you say I am? Peter replied, you are the Messiah sent from God. We need to realize that many things that have become urgent or that technology tries to make urgent to us are not actually urgent. Those things can wait. For instance, I have a half hour glass that I use for my focus times. When I block out time to focus on scripture or to pray, until the half hour glass is done, I do not stop. At such times, my phone is on silent and I am not under the obligation of the Lord to answer it. That call, that notification can wait because I am with my Father. Many Christians have shallow connections with God because of their mobile devices. Let's take a closer look at Luke 2, verse 46 to 47, and it says, 3 days later, they finally discovered him in the temple, sitting among the religious teachers, listening to them and asking questions. All who heard him were amazed at his understanding and his answers. Why was Jesus asking questions? He knew the hearts and the thoughts of men. Even before they were born, he knew them, and he was 100% God. So why was Jesus asking questions? Note that the Bible says Jesus was asking questions and listening, and then the Bible says they all marveled at his understanding and his answers. They could marvel if he was answering questions or if he was talking. But Jesus was asking questions and listening. Jesus was not asking questions and browsing on his phone. He was not asking questions and checking status updates. Jesus was asking questions because asking questions creates connections. Sit down with your spouse, with your children, with your friends, with your boss, with your clients, and ask questions. When we say ask questions, we are not talking about superficial questions like, how was your day? What does that even mean? Interestingly, that is the only question some people know. Most times, we ask such questions because we are not really interested in the person's day. We are just acknowledging that we see them. When we really listen, we are saying to people, you matter to me. God asks us questions. When you walk with the Holy Spirit, he will ask you questions. What he is saying is that you matter to him. He is connecting to you. Many women complain about not knowing how or when to talk to their husbands. I will tell you a secret. Extensive quantitative research shows that the best time to talk to a man in a marriage situation is when he is driving. With every research, of course, there are exceptions. They say the reason is that when a man does not make eye contact with his wife, he talks better. So, you women intimidate us, and perhaps you should smile more. Most men are comfortable because they do not have to deal with all the nuances of the facial muscles that are changing on the woman's face. However, when you ask questions, listen. Let us pray. Father, help me create and sustain deep connections. In Jesus' name, amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv. For more information, about our locations and services. God bless you.